Alright, let's start at the top of Tzad Design Numud Aleph. There the Gemara asks, it's 2, 4, 5 lines down. By me name of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Gemara of Chir Ba'abi. Shmarim, Sheish Behem Tam Yayin Mahu. If you have sediment that has wine flavor in them, what's the din when it comes to these Shmarim? Now, the Rashbam points it out here, and he's going to point it out again later in the in the daf today, that says a brayta lo habshmile. He didn't hear this previous brayta that we discussed with whether it was Temed or the other brayta that discussed these issues. So he didn't know what the answer was. So Amar le misvarat chamer. Oh, he says, what? You think it's wine? I mean, what are you thinking? Kiyua ba'almahu. It's simply pungency or some sort of vinegary type of flavor that's in there. In that there's nothing, no mamashut. There's nothing real to what is found inside of here, and therefore you would make a shehakol ni'ebid v'ro, and wouldn't have any effect. Now, this is interesting because this actually deals with an issue that we discussed yesterday, which is that when we had yesterday, the Chamim spoke about, or when we spoke about adding water, and then more water comes out than went in. So we say, well, if it's three parts water, one part wine, then it's wine according to the Chachamim. Whereas if it was six parts water, one part wine, then it wasn't wine because it was too diluted. But we know what dilution is, and that's a top Tosafos here asked before, is wait, what about Notein Tam? Notein Tam is not a measurement of 1 to 6. Right? That's a measurement, right, of taste, or 1 to 60 times. But why is Notein Tam not relevant over here? Why don't we use the concepts that we use in other places with mean bimino, mean shenomino? We use a concept of Notein Tam. So he answers, Tosos answers based on our Gemara right now, what we just read. Says, Eishlomer, the Ainu Elo Kiyua Ba'alma. Says, it's only Kiyua Ba'alma, the Ain Kan Notein Tam. Uke Afra Ba'alma Domi. V'chein Nira B'tok Perish Resh Ba'alma. So he says that this, the fact that it's Kiyua Ba'alma, means that we're not talking about something that has real flavor or real mamashut to it. And therefore, we don't talk about Notein Tam like we talk about in a general sense in other places in terms of bitul and in terms of flavoring. Therefore, only when you get to a strong enough flavoring where you get to 1 to 4 where it's really wine already that we talk about. Once it becomes below that level, it's all kiyua ba'alma, and therefore it has no impact, even though it's higher than the level of Notein Tam, even though it is Notein Tam, but it's still kiyua ba'alma, and therefore won't affect the bracha or the mixture at all. Alright, Tanur Rabbanan. Shmarim Mishel Truma. So these are, this brisa is all chumrot with regards to the pouring the water through the sediment. Now the chumrot are going to be subject, we're going to see different between truma, kodshim, maaser. The way the Rashbam reads it, that it's all of these are chumrot, derabbanan, number one, and it's a case where nimsa kedei midato, where you poured in the water and the exact same amount of water came back out of the other end. You know, there was no addition of water. The Tosfot says this is a case here where imam tam yayin klal, el kiyua ba'alma. There's no real wine flavor here. It's all this either pungency or some sort of acidic taste to it, but not that there's any wine flavor. So you have the shmarim shel truma, rishon v'sheni asur. The first two times you pour water through it, it's asur. Shlishi mutar. The third time you pour it through, it's okay. Rabbi Meir Omer, af shlishi menotein tam. Even the third one has a din. If you can taste it, then it's a problem as well in the third time. V'shel ma'aser. When it comes to ma'aser, rishon asur, sheni mutar. The first time you pour the water through, it's asur. I mean, it's ma'aser. And the next time you pour it through, it's mutar, Rabbi Meir Omer, af sheni benotein tam. Even the second one, if there's flavor in it, it's problematic. V'shel ha'kdesh. Shlishi asur viri'i mutar. Up to the first three times is asur. The fourth time is mutar. Rabbi Meir Omer, af viri'i benotein tam. Even the fourth time, you have a notein tam. So now, very mini. I have another braisa. Shalakdesh leolam asur. Vishir ma'aser leolam mutar. So those both go against the braisa we just read. Our braisa said that there is an antekdesh. Here it says no antekdesh, being asur. And our braisa says that the first time by ma'aser is asur, but afterwards is mutar. Here, this verse says it's completely mutar. So Mar says, kasha hektesh hektesh kasha maaser maaser. There's a steer here between the two brayta. Whereas it's hektesh hektesh lo kasha. When it comes to hektesh, we have no question. Kam kedushat the guf, kam kedushat the mim. Depends what type of kedusha you're talking about. Since kedushat the guf is much more chamur than kedushat damim, Therefore, by Kedushat HaGuf, we're going to say that it's always Asur. And when the Biyav Shmarim, they're from wine that was Kadosh to go to the Mizbeach, that sediment, those Shmarim, if you're pouring water through them, then the Olam, it's Asur. Whatever mixture comes out is Asur. Whereas Kedushat Damim is where you makdish wine that you're going to sell and use the money for the Mikdash, then in that case, the sediment that's there and you pour it through, the first three times will be Asur, the fourth time will be Mutar. Again, these are all Chumrot to Rabbanan. You know, wine, he was makdish. He had a barrel of wine that he was makdish.
Okay.
And then he gives the wine to the mikdash, either they use it on the mizbeach or they sell it, the wine, but now there's the shmarim left over. So these shmarim that are left over, he's pouring water through them. So what's the status of that water that you're pouring through these shmarim?
Depends
what you were makdish the wine. The wine, some wine's not roi l'mizbeach. Not all wine can go on the mizbeach. It'll be only Ra'oi to sell it to use for its monetary value. Alright? So now, Maser, Nami Lo Kasha. Maser, again, Maser is also not a Kasha. Why? Because, Kamba Maser Vadai, Kamba Maser Demai. One place we're talking about when it's Maser Vadai, there we say the first time is a Surah after that's Mutar. By Maser Demai, which is a Safek Maser, then it's all derabanan anyway. We're talking about a chumra derabanan on top of a chumra derabanan. So over there we say it's mutar from the beginning. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Meshur B'Bshim Bayotzadak Kederach Shemru Le'inyan Yisuran Kach Amru Le'inyan Hechsheiran. Again, so all of these are chumra derabanan, as the Hashem says, because midaraisa it's all water. But the Rabbi Yochanan, which Gemara is now going to try to understand, says that, just like here, that the status of this water for Yisur depends on how many times it went through. So too for Heksher. Someone wants to know, Heksher and Demai. What are you talking about? What type of Heksher here, we're talking about Heksher Lutkabel Tuma. What type of Heksher are we talking about? Idemaya, if you're talking about water, meaning that there are two possibilities of what this water that was poured through the sediment is. It's either water or it's wine. So which one do you want? If it's water, right? Heksher Makhshere. It's Makhshere Lekabel Tuma anyway. Either Chamro, if it's classified as wine, Heksher Makhshere. It's also Makhshere, meaning that it's irrelevant what the status of this water is when it comes to being Makhshere Lekabel Tuma. Lo Tricha, Shetamdo B'mei Gishamim. That it used rainwater for the Temet. So the Gemara says, wait, what's the difference that it used rainwater over here? What does rainwater do? So the possibility, there's a machlokas here between the Rashbam and Tosfot, exactly how to read this. Why does Megi Shamim help you? The fact that you're using Megi Shamim over here, what difference does that make? So the Rashbam says that it makes a difference with regards to the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Vayikra, at the end of Parashat Shemini, that discusses the issues of Makhshir Lekabel Tuma. Over there we have the drasha of Chazal that says, V'chiyitem V'chiyutan, which means that you have to place the water to be makshir lekabel tuma. You don't have to actively place the water on. It could be even passively the water can come on, but it has to be dumya, the chiyutan. It has to be similar to you actively placing it on there. And if it's similar to you actively placing on there, then it'll be makshir lekabel tuma. That distinction, or that principle, the Rashi says only applies to water and not to wine. That distinction of passive allowing for something, or you need to actively want the water to do your bidding, even though it happened without you actually pouring it on, that's only true by water. That is not true by wine. So that's what they're actually special over. If you think it's wine, it'll be makshir without any makshava whatsoever. Whereas megi shamim, you'll have to have, not only we have to do something, but you also have to have makshava that is actually a liquid, because you have to want it. So that's why the Rashbam says there's a difference here, why Megi Shamim matter over here. Tosfos rejects that, and he quotes the Rashbam, who says, "The lo ashkach v'shum duchta sheikh chashiva b'yayim b'mayim l'inyan hechshir." He says, we don't find anywhere in Shas this distinction that the Rashbam is talking about, between wine and water. All liquids, when it comes to yad shachat dam, all the liquids that are makshir lekabel tuma, they all have the exact same status. We never find any distinction between wine and water and rainwater, nothing like that. So the Re suggests that the difference over here is that by Gishamim being in Tarkin, by rainwater you need two things. One, Shiachshiv oto mitchila shei mashkin, and then achakach bein and denechle. Then you need to be nechle. Avashar mashkim kegon mayim yain v'shem kemen denechle, memeila hein machshiran. Afilo yachshiv oto liot mashke. So the Ri suggests that every other liquid is automatically a mashke. So as long as you want it to be makshir lekabel tumah, it works because it's both now a liquid and it's doing your bidding. It's what you want. Whereas when it comes to making shemim or water, you have to have two makshavot. You have to have one makshava, which is that you want it to be makshir lekabel tumah. You have to have seven makshava that this is a mashke. This is actually a liquid that you want to use, and it's a liquid. So that's the nafkamina between it being water or wine. It's about whether you need this, according to the Ri, the second machshava, or according to the Ashbam, whether you need to machshiv this item to be water, whereas by the yayin, it's automatic that it happens. So that's the Gemara's suggestion over here. That what lo tzricha shetamdu b'meik shamim, use meik shamim, and by using meik shamim, there'd be these additional requirements, according to the Ashbam, according to the Ri, each one according to his opinion. V'kevin t'kosh shakil v'rami l'hudamana akshavinu. Where it says, what's the question here? The fact that you're taking the rainwater and pouring it through a bucket thrill of shmarim, right? That's machshiv it automatically. The fact that you're doing this shows that you want the water. So of course it's good. Of course it's going to be machshiv lekabel tumah. So it should be irrelevant whether it's rainwater or wine that comes out the other end because you're already machshiv it. Where it says, lo, tzricha shenitmad me'lav. That it became tameh by itself. He leaves the barrel with the sediment outside and the rain comes down and rains right through it. It rains and causes the water to come through it. Where it says, became the ganogid kama kama achshavinu. Wait a minute. In our braisa, or when we were talking about it before, we said the first two times it's asur. The third time it's mutar. That means over here that he has to have taken away two times. He's ever had to take away a barrel there and put something there the third time. That's again indication of being machshiv, what's happening. All right, you're not putting the water in. It's raining and going straight into the barrel. But the fact that you're switching the collection, right, a cup, that shows that you're machshiv, what's happening here, that you want this rain to go through the sediment. So I'm Rapapa, the case is here, but Parsha Shota Rishon Rishon. It's a case where it was not, you didn't do it, but the animal came and ate it the first two times, or drank it the first two times, meaning that there was never any machshav on your part here. The water is raining through the shmarim, it's being consumed. How do you get to the third time? It's because the animal is drinking it, so therefore there's no achshava or achshavinu on your part. Therefore, we have a question. By the third time, it has the same din, or the second or third time, we'll have the same din as we did in the Braisa. So is it the second time, it'll have a din of Yayin, the third time, it'll have a din of Mayim. So the Hekshel will be determined, again, the Nafkamina between the Rashbam and the Ri, about what's the difference if it's wine or water. Right? According to the Rashbam, if it's water, you need to, you have to have a machshava that it's actually, you want to actively use it. Meaning that you want it to be, this is something positive and that you want. Whereas by Yayin, you don't need that machshav at all. Again, the Rashba didn't like that distinction. The Ri brings a distinction about whether you have to be machshav it as a mashke. You have to turn it into a liquid or not. And so therefore, this, the nafkamina, whether it's Yayin or Mayim, will depend on that, on whether, right, whether you need to have this additional machshava according to the Rashba on the positive that you want this to happen. And the, according to the Ri, that you make this into a mashka, that you actually make this into a liquid. So, that's why. Now, you can't have it. The reason we have an animal drinking the water here is because, what happens if the water spilled the first, if it kept spilling the water, you wouldn't know how many times it was filled up. So we want the animal drinking here for us to be able to see how many times it filled up. He drank twice, he came and he drank it up twice, so then we know it's the third time. So we won't know the number of times if it just spills over every time. Okay. Next then, Amarav Zutra, Bartuvia Amarav. This is today has great implications for what we do, which is Ein Omrim Kiddush Hayom Ela Yayin Aroy L'Nisech Al-Gabi HaMizbech. You only make Kiddush and wine that is Ra'uy to go onto the Mizbech. Where it says, the Mutei Mai. What does that come to exclude? Ilei Ma'alim Utei Yayin Migito. That's to exclude grape juice. Right, Vatsna Ani Rabbi Chia. We have a brisa from Chia. Yayin migito lo yavit. You're not allowed to put grape juice, wine, right out of its, right out of the press. You cannot bring it on the mizbech, but it may be kasher. B'diavad, if you bring it on the mizbech, it is kasher. Became in the may be kasher, since if you bring it, b'diavad will be kasher. Ana nafilu lechatchila nami. We'll use it for kiddush, even lechatchila because of that. Why? Dama Rava. A person can squeeze a bunch of grapes into his cup and make kiddush right on that grape juice immediately. So there's no problem. So that cannot be what we're being mehayit over here. So therefore, grape juice, No problem for making Kiddush on the grape juice. What comes up to be a bigger issue is what Tosos raises over here in Tzadi Zayin at the bottom. He says, "Ein lo chiyach mikan the yain mevushal kasher lekiddush." Don't prove from here that yayim mevushal can be used, and you make a bari peregavim. It lo kamar the muta yayim mevushal. Right? Why didn't the Gemara pick over here? Let's exclude yayim mevushal. The fact that it didn't say that shows you that the Gemara thinks yayim mevushal is just fine. So he make kiddush yomer. He says lav rayahu. But he says yesh lavi raya yushami deshkolim de arvei psachim, which is where a lot of the sugya is discussed a little bit more. The Rashbam and others discuss it in the 10th parak of arvei psachim. Which is the yain gomorhu, that yain mevushal is a din of full wine. That you're allowed to use. And Yerushalmi says that you can use yain mevushal for the arba kosot. And one of the arba kosot is kiddush hayom. Salma mikadshin yain mevushal. Udekolo perish rashi varashbam. Shekotvu the yain mevushal mevarchin alav shakol. Went to Rashi and the Rashbam, you make a shakol on yain mevushal. Dishtane the griusa. Because it's a negative change in the liquid. Vein larichka. We're not going to extend it over here. But that machlokas harishonim, that's where the machlokas really exist, the machlokas harishonim. About yayin v'shal, whether yayin v'shal is a din of yayin, or is a din of, right, here is shako, because it's ligriusa. Tosus clearly believes over here, according to Shalmi, that yayin v'shal, you still make a bari priya guffin on it, whereas the Rashbam and the Rashi both say that it has a din of shehakol niyabid varo, and then obviously would not be ro'oi for kiddush, which would impact on both the grape juice and many wines today, which are mevushalim. Those are all not just, it's yayin megito, it's grape juice, but it's also mevushal. So the question of yayin mevushalim, I mean, we pass on that they are good for kiddush, but here, this question, the mishonim, would be relevant to whether they are ro'oi for kiddush. Right now, the Gemara considers Elamimute. What is it? What are we coming to exclude over here that you can't use for Kiddush? Lamimute mipia umishulel. From the top of the barrel and the bottom of the barrel. Which is not the best quality wine. Right? The bottom of the barrel has the sediment, the top of the barrel has some sort of foaming on the top. Tani Rabbi Chia mipia umishulel lo yavi. You're not allowed to bring down a mizbeach. Beim hivi kasher. Again, b'diavir, it's okay. So therefore, by Kiddush, it's fine also. Ela limute, it's okay here, limute yain kushi, which is black wine, borek, white wine, hili stone, which is some sort of sweet, weak wine, like the Moscato wines that they have today, very weak wine that's, right, it's a weak wine that is, sweet. So like the Moscato wines. Shomar teif is just, wine that you pull straight out of the cellar without checking it, because it could be kosher salt. And shelzi mukim, and raisin wine. So that's what we're coming to exclude. Baha tanya, bekulan, lo yavi, and all of these items, you're not supposed to bring them on the mizbech. Vimevi, kasher. Again, b'diavad, it's good. So all of these items, even though we shouldn't bring them, they're still kasher if you bring them, so you could bring them. Ela, demute, yain koses, mazug, migule, vishal shmarim, vishirechu ra. It's coming to exclude wine that is kuseis, this is wine that we had already. That's the wine that's sold in the chanut, right? That is not, what's the problem over here? If you, look in the Rashbam, yayin kuseis, hu yayin amunimkar b'chanut, upasuhu, dolo avi sheikhar. Lo ra'ui liyot sheikhar ki yayin megito, tosofu miyo liyot sheikhar. It's not fermenting into wine, which will have an alcoholic content to it. So as opposed to yayin megito, which is also not sheikhar, which is not also not alcoholic, but it has the potential to become alcoholic. If it was just left to ferment, it would reach an alcoholic state. The problem with yayin in the chanut is that it's already going bad. It's already turning into vinegar, right? That's what we discussed before. So therefore, if you leave it, it will become vinegar and never ferment to be alcoholic or be wine. So that's the problem over here. So yayin koses is problematic, even though yayin megito was okay. Mazug is obviously diluted wine. Migule is wine that was left exposed, right? That we have the possibility that a nachash left his eris inside of it. Shmarim, right, is wine that is got from the sediment itself, right? That's temet that we poured the water through. Shirechu ra, bad smell. Detanya, bekulan lo yavi. And these you're not allowed to bring them on the mizbeach. Ve mevi pasul. Bring them on the mizbeach, pasul. So now we finally found things that items that are pasul for the mizbech that will also be pasul for kiddush hayom. So Gemara says the mutei mai. Which one of these are we coming to exclude? Meaning that we know that Kiddush Ayom has a determination based on Bari Priya Gofen. So if you make Bari Priya Gofen, then great, you can make Kiddush on it. But you don't make Bari Priya Gofen, then you can't make Kiddush over here. So what's the Kiddush? What's the issue that we're discussing over here? Which one can you not make? So Ilim Mutei Koseis. We know Koseis, that's booked to the Rabbi Yochanan Bishu Ben Levi. Right, that's a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Rishu Ben Levi from the previous daf that we discussed, which is the Yayin Koseis, where it smells like chala, it tastes like chamra, right? It smells like vinegar, but it tastes like wine. Then you make a Bari Priya Gofen, you make a shakol. So the determination whether you can use it for Kiddush will depend on the machlokus. Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's wine, you can use it for Kiddush. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says it's vinegar, you can't use it for Kiddush. That's simply the answer. So, ilim mutei mazug, if it's coming to exclude diluted wine, iluy alai, meaning that you made it better. Why shouldn't you be able to use it for Kiddush? You actually upgraded the wine over here. If you upgrade the wine, damar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, modim chachamin Rabbi Lazar, chachamin agree to Rabbi Lazar, but koshel bracha, when it comes to koshel bracha, shayim b'rachim alav, ashitena tochol mayim. Until you put water inside of it, then you can use it for koshel bracha. So you putting water in it is actually beneficial. It's better. That's what you need for the koshel bracha. So why would you downgrade it? Now, this machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and chachamin, the Rashbam claims that this is the machlokas about nisuch, whether you can use this for a nisuch ha-yayin. Whether you can use mazug for nisuch ha-yayin, it's machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and chachamin. It obviously says, le'edana plutayo hecha, because I don't know where that machlokas is. Whereas Tosfos says, no, the machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and chachamin is a machlokas in brachos and shlosh shachlo about koshel bracha. That's where the machlokas is. That over there it says, yeah, he brings down from the Gemara and Brachos also. It says, Kaya ad etanam, if rech shlosh shachlu, eim evachim al yayin, ashiten utochu mayim, divi Rabbi Lazar. Allah kamar b'yosi, that the chamim, by kol shal bracha, that the chamim agree. And because that's a mitzvah minum v'char, to put in mayim, to add water into the cup. So again, what are you telling me here? Because mazug, of course you can use it for Kiddush. Why? Because it's alu yalai. And I made it into better wine. Now, it may not be able to be used on the Mizbeach, right? Since you can't drink it raw, you know what I mean? That if you didn't dilute it, you wouldn't be able to drink it. So therefore, you need to dilute it. In that case, it should be okay. It should be fine to use for Kiddush, because that's the way you normally drink it. If you can normally drink it that way, and you make a Bari Priya Gofen, it should be fine for Kiddush. So why should it be excluded over here? There's a interesting machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam over here about koshel bracha. When it comes to koshel bracha, over here it says, ashitenu tochol mayim, you have to put water into it. So that, Alma, it says over here that a koshel bracha, tzarech sheichai velo mazug. Right? That one of the 10 things that is mentioned in the Gemara Brachot about a koshel bracha is that it has to be chai. Chai means raw or undiluted. So how come our Gemara is suggesting over here that you have to have diluted wine?
It's even better.
So right, and it's even better. So mefarshim gedolei narvona, techai kaya kos sheishalem velo shavur. The gedolei narvona said that when it means chai is not a reference to the wine itself, but rather to the kos itself. When we talk koshel bracha, I mean not the wine, but the actual kos that's holding it. It has to be a shalem. It has to be a whole kos. Says in the Tosa says over here, it makes sense. Why? Because all the other 10 things that are required by koshel bracha are referring to the cup itself and not to the wine. So chai also should refer to the kos. He says in Rashi, in the Gemara in Bracha says chai, is that he should put yayin chai b'kos, shemevarchim alav, achachach mosbin b'amayim. That when you have to put undiluted wine into the kosher bracha and dilute it in the cup. You can't pre-dilute the wine and then put it into kosher bracha. You have to dilute it in the kosher bracha. That's the way the Rashi explains it. And the Rabbeinu Tam explains it, that chai means mazug v'lo mazug. Chai doesn't mean literally raw or in its original state, but it means that it's somewhat diluted. It's not fully diluted, but somewhat diluted.
That's it.
Right. They pour a little water into the cup. Exactly. Afterwards, they pour it in. It would be exactly like this, that you have to dilute the wine inside of the Kiddush cup. Well, that doesn't make so much sense because ours is already pre-diluted. Right. It's pre-diluted wine. Now, the Gemara here, Tosfos asks an interesting question. He asks on Rabbeinu Tam, says that we know that Revius, you have to have a Revius Lug, a Revius of a Revius, Yain Chai, to make up to a Revius Lug. Revius Lug is what you need to drink for Kiddush. And the ratio that you need is Revius of Revius Chai. You need a quarter of a quarter, right? 1/16 of the pure wine, I diluted wine in order to dilute it 3 to 1 to get it to the right number, to get it to the proper dilution. So if that's the case, it sounds like the chai that you have here is not diluted at all. So this is interesting. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashi have an interesting difference over here. The Gemara says that when we both going to add revit, the kamakosho bracha shrek shibor over revit, because it's going to be more revit. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Birkat Aretz musif bo mayim. It's unbelievable. He says in Birkat Aretz, when it comes to the Birkat Aretz, Rashi says when it comes to Birkat Aretz and benching, you add wine to the kosho bracha. In order to show Birkat Aretz, you pour more wine into the cup. So Rabbeinu Tam says no, because what I'm describing is kosho bracha being chai. Rashi said now the wine's fully diluted. So now when you come to Birkat Aretz, you add a little more in to the wine because it's fully diluted. That's all you need to do. The Rabbeinu Tam has it that it's mazuk, venu mazuk. He says that chai means that it's only partially diluted. So where does the Rabbeinu Tam fully dilute it? He says in Birkat Aretz. When you reach Birkat Aretz, to show the Birkat Aretz, you pour a little more water in to fully dilute the wine to make it into drinkable wine. But both of them have this idea that in Birkat Aretz, you do something to the yayin in order to indicate, right, the Birkat Aretz or the positiveness of Birkat Aretz. Alright. Now the Gemara continues. Alright. So well, Elamai Yilamute Migulet, right? It's a case that you're worried about exposed wine, which isn't good mizbeach. Mark says, Sakonahi. Forget about Kiddush that you're not going to do it. There's a problem you can't bring it on mizbeach. You won't drink it because it's a sakana. It's dangerous to drink it. Again, if it's to exclude shmarim, what's the case? If you poured 3 in and 4 came out, then it's full wine. That's what we discussed yesterday. If 3 goes in and 3.5 comes out, then that's makalokas plukta the rabbanim v'acherim. It's makalokas between we had yesterday between the rabbanim and the acherim, whether that has a status of wine or not. Elamute sherecho ra. Must be that that's the case. This whole statement of Rav Zutra, Bartuv Yamarav, that we don't say Kiddush HaYom on something that's not really to go mizbeach, that's talking about Reichel Ra. Vibay Semel Oma Me'umute Migulet. The case here is to exclude Migulet. Even though you sifted it, or really here, you put it through the strainer, and when you strain the liquid, you were able to take out the poison of the snake, which is the Gemara believes that the poison of the snake floats to the top, and therefore if you strain it, you're able to take out the poison of the snake, and then you drink it, Kareb Nechemia. Nevertheless, it's Hakiveo now the Feichatcha, Yitzcha, Yisapanecha. This is inappropriate to use before Hashem. It's inappropriate to use. It's a chefsa shel mitzvah. So the conclusion of the Gemara is that Rav's statement about what wine you can use is not every wine that's not ra'ui to go in the mizbeach is also what you can't use for Kiddush HaYom. Because that's not true. Anything you can make a bari priya gofen on it, you can use for Kiddush HaYom. So what's relevant about Rav's statement? Rav's statement is that anything that is ma'us to bring on the mizbeach, that you may not use for Kiddush HaYom. So what are the items that are ma'us that you can't? Reichel ra is something that's ma'us, and it's not really to go on the mizbeach, therefore you can't use it for Kiddush HaYom. Or it's a yayin migulet, yayin that had snake poison in, even though you strained it out afterwards, you took the poison out, it's still ma'us, and therefore since it's invalid to go on the mizbeach, it's also invalid for Kiddush HaYom. So those are the factors. If it's both ma'us, and that's what causes it not to go on the mizbeach, right, then that's what you can't use for Kiddush HaYom because of Hakiveo Na Lepechatcha, Tzayitzcha, Sipanecha, which is right from last week's the Haftorah that we just read from the Haftorah last week. That if you bring a sickly animal to the Mizbeach, is that what Hashem wants? Is that going to be the type of karban that you're trying to offer through Hashem? So also here, when you come before Hashem, you're doing a mitzvah, or you have a chefsa shel mitzvah. You can't bring subpar materials to use as the chefsa shel mitzvah over here. So, by minei Rav Kahana, chamur and Rav Misharshim Yirava, chamar chivrayan mahu. White wine, what is the status of white wine? So the Rashi from over here says, chamar chivrayan is the same thing as borek that we had above. That borek, which is white wine, this is also the white we're talking about over here. And the question of the Gemara over here is about nisachim. You can use white wine for nisachim. And not about Kiddush. This is not a question about Kiddush, this is simply about the Nesachim. It's a question above. And the Rashbam again makes the statement that we saw earlier that he hadn't heard the Braisa. We had a Braisa above that says Borek, right, is not good for the Mizbeach, but B'diavit, if you use it, it's okay. So he's asking a question that's openly addressed in the Braisa. So again, the Rashbam says that he didn't hear the Braisa. And now the Gemara's answer is, Amar Lei, Alter Yayin Kitadam. right? You shouldn't drink too much wine, right? Or when you're seeing red, or when it's red wine. Don't drink too much red wine because it's intoxicating, will not lead you down a good path. So we see that it's meshaker yoter, that it makes you more drunk. That red wine is more potent and more alcoholic, and therefore it's more detrimental to you to drink. So that means, the Rashi says the conclusion of the Gemara is, Alma, Yain Adom, Kodem Lesachim. That if you have a choice between red and white wine, we would take red over white. Not to say that white wine is not good, but simply that red wine takes precedence over white wine. That is the way the Rashi explains it. Tosus disagrees. Tosus says that Chamar Chivaryan, white wine here, is different than the Borek we saw above. It's not that the Brisa. He's asking about Chivaryan is something that's very white. Much whiter than the white that we spoke up above. So here he wants to know, not, again, here the question is about whether you can use it for anything. And the question is, the white wine here, and it's interesting the way Tosos says it, it's not naturally white wine, according to Tosos. That, Ulari nira de shaper shmile v'chirayan garua mi borek d'chirayan lavon yoter midai. It's very white. Avar borek en olam avhik. It's only like shining, mitlabin k'tzat, and became a little white. Still similar to the little red. So the chivaryan we're talking about here seems to be wine that's spoiling or off. It's not naturally occurring white wine, but the whiteness of the wine is because of the either low quality or because of the spoiling, right? Or somehow the wine has spoiled and now it's turned white. So depending how white it is will make a difference. If it's just slightly white borek, then it's b'dieved okay. If it's really white, then already it's pasul l'mizbeach, and that's what the question is being addressed over here. And obviously that would also be pasul for a kiddush hayom if it was spoiled so badly. All right, last line in the Gemara. Kankanim b'sharon, we talked about barrels. In the sharon, you were allowed to take 10 pistaot, 10 poor quality ones for every 100 that you bought. So tana pita asot is naot umegufarot. The pita sot don't mean that you got barrels that were broken, the gam, right? I mean, you didn't get out of 100, you got 10 that were broken and unusable. That's not what it means. It means these 10 pita sot are good barrels, but they're good barrels that have been plugged. They had holes in them, and they used some sort of pitch or tar to plug the holes in them. So therefore, they're usable. They won't last as long, and they won't be able to cook to as high as temperatures. But they still are usable. So these 10 are not that they're totally unusable, totally broken, but they're 10 that are subpar quality versus the original, out of the 100 that you got, 90 of them are top quality, and you have 10 here that are lower quality, but still usable. And that's what's described over here. Now the Rashbam quotes at the end here something he has, Herker Yassinam Perish Rabbeinu Chananel. Says he brings a gears from the Rabbeinu Chananel. Tana yeter alkein bekulan machzir et ashar v'notel adamim mimenu. In all these cases, the extra, the excess, you return and you get your money back. So over here, the Gemara, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, is a gears here that all you have to do is reduce it down to the number that was spoiled. For instance, here, if you get 10 barrels that are spoiled, what happens if you have 12 of them that are problematic? All you do is you give them 2 back and you get a refund for those 2. But he leaves the other 10, because that's the threshold. Wait, the Gemara asked that question earlier. When you reduce it, don't you reduce it? You reduce it all the way, or you reduce it past that point? So here, the Rashbam addresses it. He says, "Bright to Matzitiya b'Tosefta." Says, "Yesh l'mod desferim shalem k'tuva." That this Bryce in the Tosefta was actually in their Gemaras. Yafinim alala dun kain dam mutar al yud kosusot uputa sot yakzir. But haaser higil, the 10% you get, even though but when it was excess, you have to refund. So it's different than our case before. In the case before, what was the problem by the fruits? We were worried about him actively mixing in bad stuff. Or the din, which is that you're not torech to check. That's true when you're talking about peirot and you want to go check all the dirt inside of them. I mean, that's a lot of work, so it's not worth the tirchav. It's less than a rova. But over here, neither of those items are shayach, meaning that checking is easy, and there's no knas. Nobody's going to put in extra bad barrels along the way, meaning that we're not worried about him adding it in, because it's not getting weight. The barrels can be seen and checked easily. So based on that, the Rashbam says that this girsa of the Tosefta that's found by the Rabbeinu Chananel says that by other items where you have a threshold, all you have to do is reduce it down to the threshold. You have to refund until the threshold. But this is not true. That's not true by the Peirot. And the question of the Gemara about reducing it to the threshold or cleaning it out entirely is unique to the Peirot that have dirt or bad Peirot mixed in with them, because there you have questions of Tircha, you have questions of somebody actively cheating and placing it in. So that's why we had the question over there, whether it was Knas or Dina. But in these cases, all you have to do is reduce it to the threshold, because that's a well-accepted number that the person's going to have, and you just have to refund them whatever exceeded the threshold. All right, we'll stop over here.